Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Caroline, how was it just overnight? I know it's probably not the first time you've been in this situation, but just what was it like for you to stay in the right mindset?
It's always tough, you know, you kind of, once you start a match, you want to finish it, and it's tough coming back, but it's the same for both of us. And I just, honestly, last night, I just came home and didn't want to think about the match, because the more you think about it, the less you can sleep. So I just watched a series, and that kind of got my mind off of it, and I got a great night's sleep, and just, yeah, came out here early, prepared, and prepared like it was any other match.
What did you watch?
Actually, I just started watching Billions. It's pretty good. I'm enjoying it so far.
What do you make of CeCe's game? She hasn't had a lot of experience at this level, but she's already top 50 at a pretty young age, as you would know something about.
Yeah, she's young and she's playing well, and you know, I have a lot of respect for her game and the way she's grinding, and I think we're gonna see a lot to her in the future. Obviously, you never know what's gonna happen, but at the same time, you know, she's one of those youngsters that I see working very hard and fighting for every point, which is, you know, she just keeps her head down, and I like that about her.
Next up is Svetlana Kuznetsova. You've played her many times, but it's going to be the first meeting on clay. How do you look forward to that match?
I look forward to it. We've always had we've had a lot of crazy matches in the past, and some thrillers. You know, she obviously loves the clay, so I would give a little bit of the favorism to her, but at the same time, I feel like I've been playing well, and hopefully I can play well tomorrow and win the match.
As you said, today was a new day, so how important was it for you to win the third set in a good fashion? Does that give you confidence going into tomorrow's game?
Yeah, it was all about just winning today. I didn't really care if it was pretty or ugly, as long as it was a win. I was happy, and to finish off with two aces was very unusual for me, especially on clay. So I was happy with that. I really stayed focused and just did what I have to do out there.
Karen, I was wondering if you've seen Serena around, and if you did, what's it like seeing her pregnant?
Yeah, it's awesome. Obviously, I already saw her pregnant before, but we had lunch the other day, and it was really awesome. She's in a great, great place, and I'm really happy for her.
We've had a spring where both number ones on men's and women's tennis have been struggling a bit. Andy Murray and Kerber both kind of struggling. I'm just wondering, you've been under that spotlight of being number one, if you can sort of relate to how the pressures and the attention and everything feel different just when you're at the very top of the ladder.
Yeah, I think it's important just to keep your head down and not think much, honestly. Everyone sees you as a target, and everyone wants to find a way to beat you. And also, you know, whether you want it or not, there's a lot of pressure from the media as well. If you lose a match, doesn't matter if you lose to number two in the world. You know, I remember I got a question when I lost, I think, to Zvonareva at the time. She was two, and they're like, how does it feel to have a disappointing loss to someone who's lower ranked than you? And I was like, she's number two in the world. It's not like I lost to someone who is bad, you know? And I think you just, yeah, I just didn't read anything about myself or about the tennis, really. I just kind of did what I had to do out there and just focused.
It's the Champions League final tonight. How excited are you to be watching Liverpool in the Champions League next season? And are you hoping to go to any games?
Yeah, obviously, I would love to go some Liverpool games, and especially Champions League next year. It's been a couple of years. It's been a few years now since we've been in Champions League. So I'm very pleased with that. I think we have a great team. I think Klopp is going to add a couple more players. And, you know, I think he's done a really great job. So I'm excited for next season.
Just going back to a bit of what Ben was talking about, I mean, I've been in a lot of your press conferences where you had to, especially when you were number one, kind of defend your position to the people, and you were under a lot of pressure in that sense. At what point did you get comfortable with that and just let go? Has it changed for you, or do you still feel that when you're talking to the press or the public that you have something to prove?
I honestly never felt like I had anything to prove. And I think that's what a lot of times, I don't know, maybe the media feel like they want me to prove something, whereas I'm like, hey, I'm just living my dream. I do what I love to do. I'm playing well. And I honestly don't feel any pressure. I go out there every day. I try and be better. And that's all I can do. There's people who are going to love what you do and people who are going to hate what you do, and you can't please everybody. And I think I came to terms with that from a very young age, and in the end of the day, what's important to me is my friends and my family and the people closest to me and what they think. And you know, I was brought up to just fight for everything that that I have today. Nothing came easy.
Caroline, I know you like to be comfortable when you're at a tournament and you have apartments in a few places to do that. What's your arrangements here? What do you do in Paris?
We're actually very comfortable. We have we've rented a big house, so we have a big house here, and we have the whole family staying, and my dog is here. So, it feels good.
Close by? Or
yeah, we're very close by. So my mom will walk every day over to the site. I'm a lazy athlete, so I take the car.